If you're like a lot of people, the first thing you'll do when you get to work today is check your email. And consider how many times this sound will interrupt something that you're working on today. If you heard that sound and involuntarily turned toward the computer, imagine going the whole day without reading or sending a single email. That's what employees at a Chicago-based wireless communications company do every Friday. They'll do it today, as NPR's David Schaefer has the next part of our week-long series on email.
You know those annual employee satisfaction surveys when the bosses ask what can they do to make your work life better? U.S. Cellular does that. And about 3 years ago, employees told Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Jay Ellison they were getting too many emails. Ellison responded by banning emails on Fridays.
I got a lot of pushback from a lot of people that I was nuts. They have to operate that way, and I pushed right back on them. I respect that, pushback, but I heard the associates, we're going to try this.
Ellison says the company tried it for 2.5 months, and everyone loved it, even those who first didn't like the idea.
I think people would outright, just freak out if we started emails back up on Friday. I know the frontline leadership would scream. I'd have a mutiny on my hands.
The policy is a little bit loose. Nobody gets fired for sending emails on Fridays. And for urgent matters, if email is the best way to communicate something, by all means, employees can send them. And they don't find their inboxes overstuffed on Monday mornings. But Jay Ellison says the idea is for people to talk to one another, converse, and collaborate more. And along the way, some staffers, like Executive John Coyle, make some amazing discoveries. Coyle says one Friday he was about to send an email to a colleague in finance whom he had never met, but he called him instead.
He goes, "Hey, I see from the extension you're in Madison." I'm like, "Well, yeah, but you're in Chicago, right?" He goes, "No, I'm in Madison too." I'm like, "Oh, really? Where?" And he said, "On the fourth floor." And I said, "I'm on the fourth floor." I said, "Where do you sit?" And he said, "In the southwest corner." And I'm like, "I'm on the south side of the building. So that means you're about 50 feet from me." And I literally got up, I walked around the corner, and there he was. I had no idea.
I'm walking around the cubicles of U.S. Cellular Chicago headquarters, seeing if I can catch anyone sneaking a peek in their inbox or sending some funny chain emails. But it's not happening here. What's happening is that people here like to be released from their email jails once a week. They're actually spending more time walking around talking face-to-face.
Hi.
And I see that you guys are kind of congregating here. Is that because you would normally be sending emails to have this conversation, but you're talking to each other face-to-face?
We just seem to chat a lot.
Cheryl Handley works in customer strategy and marketing.
Well, maybe that's a function of the Friday no emails, but I think we do enjoy just getting together and talking a lot more.
Handley's colleague, Robin Stitches, says discussing ideas and problems face-to-face is much more productive.
We've been talking here for about 15 minutes, and it's been really good. We're talking about ideas, brainstorming, so definitely more effective than, shooting emails back and forth to each other.
And you are?
I'm Steve DeCaspers. I'm also in the customer strategy and planning team.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually gone so far as to implement my own no-email Wednesdays and Thursdays as well. So I'm not in communication with anybody during the last half of the week.
He's joking, of course, and U.S. Cellular employees say email does have its critical place in their work. They are, after all, in the business of selling us on wireless communications, including email. Just don't email them about that on a Friday. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.